Welcome to Shear 26, and here we will conclude our discussion regarding the brachos on fruits and vegetables. And this shear will be Selezecha Nishmas, Shlomo Dov ben Yosef Yehoshua, Mr. Dov Firestone. The poskim argue about the bracha on orange peels that are fried in honey and are edible. So some say that the peels are just like the fruit, and therefore if it tastes good, the bracha would be ha'etz. While others say that this is not actually part of the fruit, and therefore the bracha is ha'adama. Now, due to this argument, one should not recite either of these brachos, but rather you should make a shahakol. And if you said a ha'etz or a shahakol, you would be yotze b'diavad. On the other hand, everyone would agree that if you want to eat plain orange peels, the bracha is shahakol, since this is a strange thing to do and doesn't taste good. Now, at times, when you're eating an orange, you end up eating some of the white peel with it, and this, of course, is included with the borei pri ha'etz. However, should you eat it by itself, the bracha again would be shahakol. The peel of an esrog, which is fried in sugar or honey, the bracha is ha'etz, and the esrog is different from other fruits, as the skin is considered its fruit. However, if you ate it raw, the bracha is shahakol, since this is not a normal way to eat an esrog. All fruit juices are shahakol, including date honey that is flowing from the date, where the Torah specifically mentions the honey because the intent is that you are making the dates into honey. However, if you recited a ha'etz or hadama on the honey, you are yotze. Now, in contrast to this rule, wine, grape juice, and olive oil are in their own category. The juice is considered the main point of the fruit, and therefore the bracha could have been ha'etz. However, since wine is considered to be filling, and it makes a person happy, so Chazal said its own bracha of borei pri hagafen. Now, when it comes to olive oil, the only time you would make a ha'etz is in a very far out situation, and the reason for this is that if you were to drink olive oil, you would not recite a bracha at all, since you don't get any pleasure from drinking olive oil. The only situation where you would recite a ha'etz would be where you're drinking it when it's mixed with other liquids, and the oil is somehow the ikar, the main purpose of the drink. And an example of this can be found if you make a medication from olive oil where the oil is the ikar. It doesn't mean it's the most, it's just the main part of what this medication is, then you would end up making a ha'etz on it. Coconut milk is a shahakol, but if you eat coconut with the milk, then your ha'etz includes the coconut milk. If one places a piece of fruit into his or her mouth, you chew it a bit and suck out the liquid, even though you're only drinking the liquid and did not actually eat the fruit, the bracha is ha'etz. If you drank a kezayis worth, you would make a bracha acharona, even though you did not have a revius, which is typically the prerequisite amount for drinks. However, let's say instead of placing the fruit in your mouth, you held it up and you squeezed the juice directly into your mouth, then the bracha is a shahakol, and you would need to have a revius in order to recite a bracha acharona. The exception to this rule is grapes, where you would always recite a borei pri ha'etz. There are those that say that if you puree or cook a fruit until it completely dissolves, then the bracha becomes shahakol. Others argue and say that since this is the actual fruit, then the bracha is ha'etz, and we shouldn't compare this to fruit juice, which is considered subsidiary. Even though the halacha is like the second opinion, and really you should recite a ha'etz, nevertheless the custom is to recite a shahakol, since you're then fulfilling all the various opinions. Of course, if you recite a ha'etz, then you're yotze, because this is the actual halacha. If you only partially ground up a fruit, or if it was crushed to the extent that it became like dough, then you would for sure recite a ha'etz, or a hadama, depending on what it is, since the original form is still discernible. Based on what we said, if you had applesauce, where the apples are not completely disintegrated, but they are fully pureed, if it cannot be poured, so the bracha is ha'etz. If the apples are fully disintegrated, and it's now a pourable item, then the bracha is shahakol, as well in a case where you poured it through a strainer and the final product is very, very thin. So again, the bracha is shahakol. Jelly that has fruit in it, right, which we usually call preserves, is a ha'etz, but if it's made from fruit juices, then the bracha is shahakol. Potatoes that are mashed, even to the extent where they lose the form of a potato, since it does not disintegrate, the bracha is hadama. A fruit that is typically eaten in a pureed state, so even though it's totally disintegrated, it does not lose its original bracha. If the pureed fruit is one of the seven species that Eretz Yisrael is praised for, then there is the additional problem regarding the bracha achrona. So a brei nefashos cannot exempt a food that requires a birchas me'ein shalosh. So in this situation, you would be forced to eat a kazayas of an item that requires a brei nefashos and a kazayas of a fruit that requires a me'ein shalosh, and then you would fulfill your obligation. Now, if you don't have a fruit or shivas haminim to recite a bracha on, then you can make an al ha'etz, since this is the ikur halacha. And this is even though you originally recited a shahakal. One who cuts fruits or vegetables into small pieces does not change the bracha, since their appearance and form are deemed to be essentially intact. Even if you would cut fruits and vegetables into different shapes or cuttings, or you change the form in such a way that you cannot identify the original form, so the original bracha still remains, and this is why potato chips, popcorn, and real cornflakes such as Kellogg's retain their hadama status, since the essence of the vegetable remains. Now, when these shiurim were given in shul, we discussed Pringles at length, and it appears that most poskim are of the opinion that Pringles are a hadama. We learned earlier that the juice from a fruit is a shahakal. However, juice from a vegetable is a hadama. Now, there are those that explain that this is due to the difference between vegetables and fruits. Vegetables are, or were, eaten cooked, and therefore, the juice has the same bracha. Now, fruits, on the other hand, are generally eaten raw, and therefore, the liquid from a fruit has a different bracha. Now, others explain that there's a difference between fruit juice, which is intrinsic, to the juice that results from cooking a vegetable. The juice of a fruit does not taste exactly like the fruit, while the juice of a vegetable does, and therefore it retains its ha'adama status. We're now going to get into a discussion which touches upon soups, and I need to say that to me, this is one of the most difficult topics in Hilchos Brachos. So as usual, I'm just going to try to say the halacha as Rabbi Forst cites it, but also I would encourage everyone to use these lectures as a jumping off point to study the halachos in more detail. So based on this last halacha, the Rishonim argue as to when we recite a hadama on a vegetable soup, and there are many opinions on this. So the one situation where you will for sure recite a hadama on a vegetable soup is where it is the normal manner to eat this vegetable cooked, both for the vegetable and the juice. However, if you're cooking the vegetable for the liquid and not for the vegetable itself, so let's say you throw that part away, then the soup is shahakal. So for example, tomato soup and tomato juice are shahakal, since the main point is for the soup, not the actual tomato, which disappears into the soup. For this same reason, we recite a shahakal on coffee and tea. There's nothing to eat because they disappear into the food. In the opposite situation, where people cook a vegetable for the vegetable itself and they throw out the liquid, if you were to drink the liquid, the bracha would be a shahakal. But b'di'evet, if you recite a hadama, you are yotze. Borscht is a shahakal, since most people either eat the beet and throw away the liquid, or they drink the liquid and throw away the beet. Vegetables, which are cooked for both eating and their liquids, one should recite a hadama on the liquid, even when it's eaten alone. Now, Rav Forst makes the following list: cabbage and the soup from cabbage, beans and the soup from beans, vegetable broth and potato soup would all require ha'adama, since the common custom is to cook these both for the vegetable and for the broth that results from it. Now again, I suggest each thing should be looked up independently to establish what the bracha is in each situation. Now, onion soup, Rabbi Fura says, is a shahakal, since it's not common to cook onions in water for themselves. Now, again, you should look up onion soup, because I think there are various opinions on what the bracha is on onion soup. Now, everything that we mentioned is where you're only eating the broth or in a situation where there are just a very small amount of vegetables in the soup. However, if the vegetables are the ikkar, then you would for sure recite a hadama on the entire soup. The vegetables are the ikkar, and they cover the broth. One who cooks fruit in water, so there's a machlokas, what bracha the water is, and therefore you should recite a shahakal. And if you recited a ha'etz, then you're yotzei b'di'evet. Now this concludes shiur number 26, and our discussion regarding the brachos on fruits and vegetables.